Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
Your Philadelphia Eagles are once again NFC East champions. What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. On today's episode, we will be talking about the Eagles clinching the division, locking in the number two seed, Saquon Barkley making history and potentially chasing even more history, and so much more. If you are new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your podcasts. Be sure to rate 5 stars, leave those reviews. They all do help with the exposure of the podcast, bring it to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. Thank you guys for always taking care of that for me. Before we get into everything, I do want to apologize for being away for a few weeks. We had an unexpected death in the family a couple weeks ago, so obviously had to take a step back and get those affairs in order and take care of all of that for my family. So that was a tough couple weeks. You know, had to obviously remove myself and help out on that front there. So these are obviously unfortunate circumstances you don't plan for, and I don't like to talk about my personal life a whole lot on here because nobody. I won't say nobody cares, but that's not why people listen to the show for what it's worth. But I had to be there for my family and help get those affairs in order and whatnot. Thank you to those of you that reached out to check in to make sure I was good. I know all the sirens go off when there's not new shows coming out. People assume something serious happened. So thank you guys for checking in. Everything is okay now. And happy to get back on track with the show. Obviously, it was the holidays as well, so figured it was a good time to step back, be there for my family, and what have you. Hope you guys had a good Christmas, or whatever it is you celebrate, and are getting prepared for the new year. Let's make 2025 a good one, and the Philadelphia Eagles, hopefully with a nice postseason run, will kick the year off with the bang. Now sitting at 13 wins, and every time they've gotten to 13 wins, they have at least made it to the Super Bowl. Your head coach, Nick Sirianni, is now the only coach in franchise history to have multiple 13-win seasons as the Eagles defeat the Cowboys 41-7 to clinch the NFC East. Behind performances from Kenny Pickett and Tanner McKee, they have now swept to Dallas 2-0 on the season. Two blowout victories. Obviously, it's not the Cowboys' year. They got a lot of stuff going on, but I will take a Dallas sweep nonetheless. The Eagles now officially hold the number two seed. They had a chance at the one seed, but the Vikings winning yesterday ruined all that. So that ends that. They will now either host the Packers or the Commanders in the wild card round. We will go over all those scenarios later on. But first and foremost, talking about, as we always tend to do at some points in Philadelphia, the backup QB. No position more beloved in Philadelphia than the backup quarterback and potentially the third quarterback, as a lot of discussion leading up to this game is between Kenny Pickett, Tanner McKee. Who should get the start? Kenny Pickett didn't really impress. We've all seen what Tanner McKee can do, albeit in preseason, throwing at third stringers, what have you. But a lot of us were intrigued to see what he could do if he was throwing to guys like Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, and we got a glimpse of that. But Kenny Pickett played admirably with broken ribs. I think he had throughout this game. He completed 10 to 15 passes for 143 yards and a touchdown, zero interceptions, 119.6 passer rating. He found Devontae Smith twice on deep routes, once for a touchdown. One was just short, but he did get a taste of the tush push, was able to get pushed into the end zone and what have you. So good stuff there from Kenny Pickett. He struggled a bit to start the game. It was starting to look like, oh my God, I don't know if this guy can even get the ball downfield. But third down catch from Greg Calcaterra, really impressive one-hand grab from Calcaterra on 3rd and 8, sparked the offense, and it was pretty much over from that point forward. So good things from Kenny Pickett. He looked decisive. He made some good decisions with the football. Most importantly, didn't turn it over, and that's what we needed he took a lot of shots in this game. He was getting beat up, took a few shots to the ribs, had to come out in the third quarter, and in comes Tanner McKee, the guy we all wanted to see, the guy we all assumed could play. Tanner McKee came in for an injured Kenny Pickett and was pretty much as close to perfect as you can get. 3-for-4 passing, 54 yards, 2 passing touchdowns, no picks, 156.2 passer rating. Tanner McKee became the first player ever to have multiple passing touchdowns in an NFL debut while having 5 or less pass attempts. 5 or less pass attempts, and he threw 2 touchdowns. That's pretty impressive. If I had to guess, I would say teams are going to be calling about Tanner McKee this summer. Teams in need for a quarterback that aren't going to really draft one, need to use resources elsewhere. I assume they will be calling about Tanner McKee at some point this summer. If he's not the backup quarterback here, Kenny Pickett is under contract for another season. We'll see what decisions the Eagles make regarding that when next offseason rolls around. But if he's not the backup quarterback here next year, he's going to be a QB2 somewhere. We've seen enough of intangibles from Tanner McKee to assume that he can play in this league. So impressive stuff. He hit AJ Brown in the corner of end zone. He hit AJ Brown. AJ Brown almost came down with a crazy one-handed catch. That was a good dime from McKee, but he couldn't bring his second foot down and hit Devontae Smith on a nice little slant where that Devontae Smith took to the house. So, I mean, the backup quarterbacks in this league, it's the only bad things that is going to come from this is that now this is going to raise conversations about, is Hurts a system quarterback? Can you plug anybody in here and have success with these weapons, with the Saquons and the AJs and the Devontae Smiths? Can you just plug anybody in there? Kenny Pickett seen success. Tanner McKee seen success in his first NFL snaps of his career. And now people are going to start looking at Jalen Hurts a little differently. Not me, because we all know how great Jalen Hurts is. But those, you guys know who they are. They're going to be raising conversations about, can Jalen Hurts make the throws that we saw from McKee and from Kenny Pickett? He's a system quarterback. You can just plug anybody in there and they'll have success. So get ready for those conversations. And now with the Eagles clinching and winning this game, I would be shocked if they play Jalen Hurts, if he passes protocol, if they play Jalen Hurts next week, even for a series or two. And now we're going to have these conversations about, is Jalen Hurts basically on 3 weeks worth of rest going to be rusty heading into the postseason? Are we going to be dealing with Jalen Hurts not in a rhythm and all this and that? Those are also going to be conversations leading to the playoffs. So get prepared for those when we're going to be wondering if Jalen Hurts is rusty after pretty much having 3 weeks off. So that'll be a conversation as well. But the star of the show and the star for much of the season, Saquon Barkley, making history, becoming the 9th player in NFL history to rush for 2,000 yards in a season. He joins Eric Dickerson, Adrian Peterson, Jamal Lewis, Barry Sanders, Derrick Henry, Terrell Davis, Chris Johnson, and O.J. Simpson as the only players to eclipse 2,000 rushing yards on a season. Barkley finished the day with 167 rushing yards on a season-high 31 carries. We figured it was going to be a big Saquon day with Kenny Pickett under center. He had a season-high 31 carries. Couldn't tell you the last time any Eagles running back had over 30 carries. And now the question becomes, do you let him go for the record in essentially a meaningless game against the Giants next week? He's 100 yards away. Certainly attainable. You could probably get that in a half against the Giants. But do you risk the injury? Do you risk him potentially getting hurt in a game against the Giants, who could be maybe taking cheap shots on Saquon Barkley? The last thing you want is Saquon potentially getting a concussion and he can't pass protocol in time for the playoffs. We're living that now with Jalen Hurts. You don't want to have a situation where Saquon gets banged in the head and now he's in concussion protocol and now we can't clear in time for the wild card round, and that's just a nightmare scenario all around, all because you wanted to chase a record. But at the same time, this kind of opportunity doesn't come around often. It's like this is a 40-year-old record. This is not a record that has been within reach in recent memory. And Saquon is right there. And do you let him go for it against your former team with Tiki Barber on the call? These are you couldn't draw it up any better, really. you have to really weigh it. And I think at the end of the day, Sirianni just asked Saquon, do you want to go for it? And if I had to guess, knowing the kind of person and player that Saquon is, I would think that he's going to sit because he has loftier expectations. The Eagles have loftier expectations. Part of me thinks that getting 2,000 yards is enough for him. He got the 2,000-yard mark. He's one of the few players to do it. He's content with that. And also, I think that if they truly, truly wanted him to get the record, they would have kept him in in the whole game and let him get a head start on next week. He probably could have got another 30 yards if he stayed in the game yesterday to get a head start on next week. But I think the Eagles, my gut tells me they sit the starters. They rest the starters. They rest Saquon. Don't risk anything. Let him get a week rest after he's been the workhorse for the last few months. Let him get rest and get ready for the postseason. I see arguments about giving him a few series, give him a half, see where he's at halftime, and then pull him then. I don't know if you risk it. I really don't know. But I think you just – I'm cool with whatever Saquon wants at the end of the day. If he wants to go for it, I'm about it. If he wants to rest and say, I'm cool, I got 2,000, it is what it is. Let the record stay. I care about the team, and I want to take this team to higher levels in the postseason, then I'm okay with that as well. But, man, well, it'd be something if Tiki Barber has to watch him do it after all the hate he gave him in the offseason. But this is all stuff that we will watch next week. Adam Schefter said he'd be floored if the Eagles played the starters. I believe Eagles insider Dave Spadaro is also saying that the Eagles are leaning towards resting their starters. So I think that is going to be the plan. But we'll keep an eye on that as the week goes on.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
A redemption game for C.J. Gardner-Johnson after he got ejected in last week's game for multiple unsportsmanlike penalties. He picked off two passes, took the first one to the house, and picked off Cooper Rush later on in the game. He has a knack for picking off the Cowboys. Cooper Rush, more specifically, he's been doing that since he was here in 2022 the first time around. So Cooper Rush is one of those guys he knows he can get one off of, took one to the house, and gave the Eagles an early lead as the offense tried to figure itself out. So good stuff there from CJ. He was accountable for his mistakes. He was saying, I have to keep my head in the game. I can't let my attitude take over in situations like that. I have to keep my head in it. And he made up for that this week with a couple of turnovers. The Eagles are now up to 9 turnovers over the last 2 weeks. That is astounding. That is an amazing production from a defensive standpoint. A.J. Brown, 3 catches for 36 yards and a touchdown. He was shadowed by De'Ron Bland for a lot of this game, which is why Devontae Smith had the game he did. He had Andrew Booth, who's like the 8th corner on the depth chart, and he made him pay for the 120 yards. So De'Ron Bland did his job, kept A.J. Brown in check, but that left Smitty to do whatever he wanted against Andrew Booth. So good stuff there. Still had a touchdown at the end of all of it for A.J. Brown, so good for those of you who had him for fantasy. I'm sure you needed him to do something. And he did throw Tanner McKee's first touchdown ball into the stands and had to get it back later. And it was a whole thing. That was Tanner McKee's first NFL touchdown. A.J. Brown was able to go to the fan later on and get it back. So that was good by the fan. And he gave him a game-worn jersey in exchange. There's not too many of the game-worn Kelly Green jerseys. A.J. Brown's only worn them a handful of times since last year, 4 times. Not too many of those running around. So that's a good, pretty... That's a good memorabilia item to have to be able to show off to your friends for that fan. So good stuff for them. So as the Eagles stand now, 13-3, probably sitting the starters in the final game of the regular season. And now it becomes a situation of, are you going to play the Packers in the wild card or are you going to play the Commanders in the wild card? If the Commanders defeat the Cowboys next week, likely, or the Packers lose to the Rams, then the Eagles will be playing the Packers in the first round. If the Packers defeat the Bears next week and the Commanders lose to the Cowboys somehow, then the Eagles will be playing the Commanders in Week 7, the matchup that's kind of on the broiler right now, a matchup that a lot of fans, they want the Commanders to come back in here after all the crap they've been talking the last few weeks. They want to come back in here so that we can send them home in the postseason and bring them back down to earth and what have you. I understand they haven't won in a while. Jaden Daniels is bringing new life into that organization. But Commanders are sitting on their high horses. They need to be brought back down a little bit. So a lot of us want to see that. But it looks like right now it's going to be the Packers in the wild card round. And I'm seeing a lot of fans scared of the Packers and scared of what Josh Jacobs and Jordan Love is doing. But I wouldn't be scared of the Packers. Their wins haven't been all that impressive. So I don't think the Packers are particularly anything to worry about. They're certainly not on the Eagles level, but we'll talk about that matchup if that is certainly going to be the case when everything wraps up next week. But appreciate you guys for tuning into this edition of the Philly Pod. Eagles 2024 NFC Champions, 2K, Saquon Barkley, and a lot of good things to feel good about heading into the postseason. Be sure to subscribe, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews, rate 5 stars. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about anything else Eagles-related news. We'll dive into the film and all that stuff and maybe get some news on Jalen Hurts along the way. But until then, y'all, I'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace out from the Philly Pub.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.